This episode is presented by Omaha Steaks. Browns fans, I don't know where you're at. It may or may not feel like it, but it is spring, and the Omaha Steaks spring sale is here, and it is the perfect time to get fired up for all your springtime grilling. 50% off site wide. These are the sales that I love to take advantage of because it's the perfect time to grab everything from Omaha Steaks at half the price. And when you use promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out, you get an additional $30 off your order. It's a deal that you just can't pass up. So head over to omahasteaks.com/dogs right now. Order the perfectly aged tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, juicy burgers, incredible air chilled chicken, and all their delicious desserts, ready to eat meals, all this stuff. They've got appetizers and stuff too, guys. Chicken wings and mozz sticks and everything you could possibly want to stock up for a fantastic spring grilling season. 50% off site wide, omahasteaks.com/dogs. Use promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out for $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Before we move on, Ohio, Bet365 is offering new users $150 in bonus bets this month. To receive your bonus bets, all you have to do is sign up for Bet365 using our link, make a first deposit of $10, and place a $5 wager on any game. Once that first $5 bet settles, you will receive $150 in bonus bets, even if you lose the bet. To be eligible for this sign-up bonus, you must sign up through our link down in the description. So if you haven't yet signed up for Bet365, click our link in the description and place that first bet. This offer is only available for new customers who are 21 and older and physically present in Ohio. Please gamble responsibly. If you or a loved one has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Check the episode description for the full terms to see if you can qualify.
Welcome to the Dawgs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to a quick, very quick microcast episode of the Dawgs Podcast coming to you Friday morning, the day after the first round of the NFL draft. Josh All Alone doing a quick recap of everybody that got selected in the first round in case you missed it last night. And again, like we've been telling you guys, the last couple weeks, tonight on YouTube, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, we will be live breaking down rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft, but we are also going to give an in-depth recap of everything that happened last night in round 1. So not a whole lot of in-depth talk here. Just want to put out for everybody the list of players that were selected last night. In case you missed it, you're traveling, you're driving, you're sitting at work, whatever the case may be, and you just want a quick rundown of what happened, here it is. By the way, the reason that I have no microphone and I'm kind of in a rush today is because my schedule got flipped on its head real quick early this morning. That's what happens whenever your wife gets, or your wife's on call and she gets called into work, and all of a sudden you're on babysitting duty because you work from home. So if I got a little 3-year-old head bouncing around here somewhere behind me, you understand why. But I'll try to do this real quick and get this out to you guys as fast as possible. The first round kicked off pretty chalk. The first 6 picks were exactly as I had them laid out in my mock drafts ahead of time. Number 1, first overall pick, of course, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback out of USC. No surprises there whatsoever. Number 2, Washington Commanders come on the board and they select Jaden Daniels, quarterback out of LSU. Again, no real surprises there. A little bit of speculation ahead of time of which quarterback was going to go to. But that was who I definitely felt was going there. Number 3, the New England Patriots, all the trade talk. Do they trade out of that pick? Do they take a Marvin Harrison Jr. instead? Nope, they stay pat and they take quarterback Drake May out of North Carolina. Again, not a surprise for me. Number 4, the Arizona Cardinals walk up. Well, actually, they probably just ran up to the podium and said, give us Marvin Harrison Jr., the best wide receiver in a long time coming out of Ohio State. And then number 5, the Los Angeles Chargers were on the clock for quite a while. I think they were trying to wheel and deal and try to find maybe a potential trade back, but I don't think they got the offers they wanted. So they decided to stay where they are, take the best tackle on the board. They took Joe Alt out of Notre Dame. And then the New York Giants were up. They select Malik Nabers, wide receiver from LSU, another really high-level elite prospect receiver. you know, get Daniel Jones a good target to throw to. The Tennessee Titans come up at pick 7, take J.C. Latham, offensive tackle out of Alabama. They need offensive line help in a bad way, so it was a good pick for them. And then, I guess pretty much I had a tackle going 7. It wasn't Latham, but that's okay. So my top 6 picks, I kind of had that planned out or knew what was going to happen. 7, I got the position right. 8, the entire draft just went off the rails, and it became a very good time because the Atlanta Falcons, with big needs on the offensive line and the defensive line and just the pick of the litter for the most part, especially all defensive players, nobody's been selected yet. You get the best defensive player on your draft board at pick 8, and they come up and select quarterback Michael Penix Jr. from Washington, 24-year-old quarterback to come in and sit behind Kirk Cousins, who they just signed to a 3-year deal with a lot of money. So not 100% sure the thought process behind that one, but we'll dive into it a lot more on tonight's show. So make sure you guys tune in tonight at 7. Okay, after that, just mess of what just happened, the Chicago Bears are back on the clock with pick 9, and they take Rome Odunze, wide receiver out of Washington, to pair up with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen to give that number one overall pick, Caleb Williams, one of the best situations a number one overall pick has ever come into. Number 10, the Minnesota Vikings trade up with the New York Jets to select their quarterback of the future, or so they're hoping, J.J. McCarthy, quarterback out of Michigan. Then the New York Jets are on the clock at pick 11. They take Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle out of Penn State, get a little more protection there for Aaron Rodgers. And then some more absolute what in the F just happened. The Denver Broncos come up with pick 12, and they take Bo Nix, quarterback out of Oregon, a guy that was projected kind of like a second-round pick, and maybe, honestly, if some guys, analysts had him like a third-round type of talent is where he probably should go. No, he goes number 12 overall to the Broncos. We will get into that one as well tonight. Another little bit of a head-scratcher, 13, Vegas Raiders. They step up to the podium and take Brock Bowers, tight end out of Georgia, just 1 year after they took Michael Mayer, tight end out of Notre Dame, very high in the second round, I believe, last year. So interesting to see what they're trying to do with their tight ends there in Vegas. Pick 14, the New Orleans Saints walk up. They take offensive tackle Talese Fuaga from Oregon State. So they get some offensive line help. So that right there, 14 straight offensive players to open the 2024 NFL draft. First time in history. It's the longest offensive player streak in draft history. 14 straight offensive players off the board before we ever saw a single defender. And the Indianapolis Colts break the trend at pick 15, and they take the first defensive player off the board in Leatu Latu, edge rusher out of UCLA. And then the Seattle Seahawks at pick 16, they stay the defensive course and go Byron Murphy, the second defensive interior lineman out of Texas. And then our third straight defensive player goes off the board. Minnesota's back on the clock, and they take Dallas Turner, the edge rusher out of Alabama. So right now, we'll talk more again tonight, but I just want to say I personally like what Minnesota did in this draft. They were able to get their quarterback that they believe is the quarterback of the future. I think J.J. McCarthy could be a good pairing with Kevin O'Connell. I think Kevin O'Connell is a great offensive head coach, and I'm interested to see how that plays out, even though McCarthy's from the team that I hate with my entire being. But NFL speaking, I like the pick. I like the move for the Vikings. And then they're able to, just a few picks later, get a stalwart on what they think to be a future stalwart of their defense, edge rusher Dallas Turner out of Alabama. So I thought the Minnesota Vikings, they had a pretty good first round last night out of all the teams who were selecting. So then the Cincinnati Bengals are up next with pick 18, and they take Amarius Mims, offensive tackle out of Georgia, try to get Joe Burrow a little better protection. And then pick 19, the Los Angeles Rams, first round pick since 2016. The last time they picked in the first round was when they took Jared Goff, number one overall, all those years ago. So they come up and they take edge rusher Jared Verse out of Florida State. Thought that was a pretty good pick for the Rams. And then the Squealers are up with pick 20, and they take Troy Fatanu, offensive tackle slash guard. Not really sure exactly where he's going to play in the NFL, out of Washington. So they get, again, their offensive line is garbage. So, you know, that was a pick that made sense for them. 21, the Miami Dolphins take Chop Robinson, the edge rusher out of Penn State. 22, the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles do this every year, I feel like. They just kind of sit where they're at a little bit later in the draft and just grab whatever great defensive player falls to them. And they take Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo. The Jacksonville Jaguars are now on the clock, and they take Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver out of LSU. Not my favorite wide receiver prospect in this class, but a lot of analysts, you know, the dude definitely has some upside in the NFL, so we'll see how that plays out for them. But they needed wide receiver help, and wide receiver help's going to become a theme here soon. Terrion Arnold, cornerback out of Alabama, becomes the 24th pick to the Detroit Lions. I thought that was a nice pick for them, getting a good corner on their defense. The Green Bay Packers, up with pick 25, take Jordan Morgan, the offensive tackle out of Arizona. And then another offensive lineman, Graham Barton. They got him listed on PFF as a tackle. They put him out as a center. And he's an offensive lineman. Very good offensive lineman from Duke, goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, they need O-line help, so they got a good one. The Arizona Cardinals back on the clock, and the Arizona Cardinals are another team that I thought had a pretty good first round. They were able to get Marvin Harrison Jr., one of the best wide receiver prospects in a long time, added to their roster, and now they get Darius Robinson, edge rusher out of Missouri at pick 27 to put on their defensive line, and I think that was a very nice pick for them. And now things get very interesting because the Buffalo Bills are on the clock with pick 28. And what do they need? Everybody say it with me. The Buffalo Bills need a wide receiver. They need wide receiver help in the worst way. They got to get some sort of playmaker onto this offense to go with Josh Allen. And there's some really good players still on the board. And probably the best player available, the best playmaker on the board, is Xavier Worthy. And Xavier Worthy goes at pick 28. But not to the Buffalo Bills. He goes to the Kansas City Chiefs, trade up with Buffalo. So Buffalo, instead of just taking the playmaker that they needed, they really do need to get... Xavier Worthy is going to be a very good NFL receiver, in my opinion. I think he is not just a burner. He is not just a fly route type of receiver. Just go deep. Let's see if we can hit you. The dude can run routes. He can break ankles. He's got moves. He's got great hands. And the speed. I think this is a very, very big mistake for the Buffalo Bills. We'll talk about this a lot on tonight's show. But anyway, so that instead of taking the guy for their quarterback and their offense that they need, they turn around, flip the pick to their in-conference rival, the Kansas City Chiefs, who always beat them in the playoffs, and let them take Xavier Worthy, who is just the perfect matchup with Patrick Mahomes. So then after all that craziness goes down, pick 29, the Dallas Cowboys select offensive tackle Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma. I knew he was going to end up being a first-round pick, so in my last mock, whenever he was available in the second round for the Browns, I knew that was not realistic. Pick 30, the Baltimore Ravens walk up, and they select cornerback Nate Wiggins out of Clemson. So the Ravens get another good defensive player, just what they needed. Pick 31, the San Francisco 49ers pretty much sealed the fate of their wide receiver core, saying that either Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk are getting moved at some point here in the near future. But Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver out of Florida, becomes a first-round pick to the San Francisco 49ers. And then this one surprised me. I know the talent is there, and I know this guy has some upside, but the red flags on him, I did not think would let him be a first-round pick. But you know, Carolina Panthers do Carolina Panther things, and we'll see how this plays out for them. But they trade up to pick 32 to get into the first round and grab wide receiver Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina. So there's your first round. Obviously, the Panthers were trying to get back in there to get that fifth-year option. But, you know, a year after taking Jonathan Mingo early in the second round, I just felt like maybe there were some better options at wide receiver if you're going to try to get into the first round and grab somebody at the tail end than Xavier Leggett. But again, Leggett is not a player that I dislike. I just, the red flags for him, the late break, super late breakout age, the, you know, all that, the 1 year of college production as in a fifth year has never translated in NFL history to NFL success. So Leggett is going to have to break a lot of trends to have a good, successful career and justify the first round pick status that he was given last night. But hey, you know what? Anything's possible. But that's it. That's the first round. Wanted to just give it to you guys real quick, break it all down, and we will dive into everything much deeper tonight on the show. We're going to be with you guys for like 3 or 4 hours. So we've got plenty to talk about. We're going to have everybody in studio. As soon as I get my babysitter here, I will not be at the home studio. I will be in the real studio, and I can't wait to talk to everybody. Again, Kenny Mack, DF Sports, and Devontae Travis will be joining the Dogs live in studio for day two live NFL draft coverage of rounds 2 and 3. Of course I can open one of them.
That's me. That's me.
That's you, yes. So thanks everybody for tuning in to this quick microcast breakdown of, you know, round one recap. And I will see you guys tonight on the live show. And if you're watching this after tonight, just have a great weekend. Love you guys. Go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This episode is sponsored by Aura. Browns fans, how much of your personal, business, and financial lives exist online? Now, 1 out of every 4 people will fall victim to online crime. According to the FBI, the amount of money lost to digital crime has more than doubled since 2020. Oh, you mean like, you know, since the world was forced to go digital in order to function? Yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense. Digital identity theft is a booming business, and Aura helps protect you from all the dangers online. Start your 14-day free trial at AuraAura.com/dogs, DAWGS. In today's world, you need to safeguard yourself and your kids. Aura provides protection against financial fraud and identity theft, along with a privacy assistant to scan the entire web, including the dark web, to find places where your email or phone number should not be. Connect to the web safely with Aura's VPN that encrypts your online activity and blocks phishing and scam sites, all with one click. And maybe the most convenient feature is Aura's password manager. Safely store and access all your passwords for all your apps in one spot. And Aura also has parental controls. This is so important. So you guys can monitor and protect your kiddos on their devices, including, I love this, a cyberbullying feature that alerts you to any harmful dialogue directed toward your kids. Track their screen time and browsing history to make sure they're not engaging in any harmful behaviors. The internet can be a fantastic space packed with information, but it's also filled with people who make money stealing your information. Stop them now. Test out all of Aura's features with a 14-day free trial at aura.com/dogs. The app is awesome, but I recommend you create your account in a web browser first and then download the app second. Run the data check, find out where your information is being sold. Chances are it is. Mine was being sold on 16 different sites, and Aura immediately goes to work removing you from all of them. What do you have to lose? Well, I mean, if someone steals your identity online, you actually have a lot to lose. So give Aura a try today. 14-day free trial at AuraAura.com/dogs.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.